Danvers, Massachusetts, Thursday, December 11th, 1890. I wrote many pages and did not go out to walk as I ought to have done. I need exercise, but the walks are icy and I feared I might slip and wrench my ankles. About noon, a messenger came from Ipswich to say that Sister Bricky was dangerously sick about 12 miles from this place. Brethren Fifield and Farman went on the cars, which took them within 3 miles of the place. A carriage was waiting for them to take them to the afflicted one. She was very low. They offered prayer on her behalf. She was at once relieved and praised the Lord. Her countenance and voice were changed. They left her happy in God. They attended the 5:30 prayer meeting. I spoke in the evening. A much larger assembly was present. I had freedom in speaking from John 14, dwelling upon the rich promises of God that are so plainly given us in such positive words. The presence of the Lord was in our meeting. I sought the Lord in earnest prayer before going to the meeting. My head was confused, but I knew the Lord God of Israel was a present help in every time of need. I was blessed and had freedom in speaking. I understand there were 12 of the First Day Adventists present, and many outsiders were also in the meeting. Elder Mooney came from Salem. He is desirous I should call on his wife, who apparently is lying on her deathbed. It is suggested that it will be wise for me to speak in Lynn Monday and Tuesday evenings, and then Wednesday take the cars for Washington May. The Lord be our counselor is my most earnest prayer. I do not wish to presume upon my strength.